Oh, g'day, Harley. My name's Karen. How are you going? I'm not too shabby. The reason I'm calling is to see if there was any possibility you have any availability to move from a three-bedroom house to a three-bedroom house from Wagga to Lake Albert before the end of November or by the end of November. I know I'm stretching the friendship, but I'm just seeing if anyone can do it. Well, as close to the end of November as possible. So I guess if you only work weekdays, then I guess the 28th, which is a Friday, which is just over 2 weeks away. Okay, look, I'm happy for it to be a weekday, but yeah, so. Yeah. So maybe pre-pack 27th, move 28th. I don't know, is that how you guys, like, I know you don't have to go far with the truck, but I only just, if possible, just know that there is a lot of stuff that's already been packed by previous removers, because yeah, I only moved to Wagga in January this year, but I moved into a rental and I said to my partner, I said, there's no way in hell I'm unpacking everything just to pack up and move when we buy a house. So we've got a lot of stuff already pre-packed by the last removal, is still sitting in the garage, but it's more things like, yeah, the kitchen stuff and that needs packing, do you know what I mean? And maybe just some stuff in my study, but yeah, so there's not too much to pack, if that makes sense. It's not like you're packing the whole lot because, like I said, a lot of it's still pre-packed. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That works with me. Yep. I would love for that to happen, because do you know what happened to me when I moved here? Now, keep in mind, I moved 650 km from Port Stephens, and not once did they come and look at what had to be done, and I didn't organise the removal, as it was all done through my work, because I'm a teacher, so it was all done through the department, and they get an external provider, and they just said, yep, fill in the inventory. So I filled it all in. Not once did it say, how much stuff do you have in each room that needs to be packed? It just wanted to know the monetary value of what was in there. And the truck that they sent was not big enough, and they were like packing the truck up, and the guy says to me, mate, we're not going to fit it all in. And I'm like, are you for real? And he said, what do you want us to do? And I said, prioritize the furniture, thinking maybe there's only like a trailer worth of something and maybe I could just hire a trailer and bring the rest down. No, I had a whole double garage worth of boxes that they just could not fit in the truck. I'm like, this is a joke. After school hours would be great. What afternoon suits you? I mean, this afternoon. You know what? Let's lock in tomorrow just because, oh, yeah, because I mean, I've got to take my little one to dancing. I think I'll be leaving about 5:15, but I won't be home till about 4:15, 4:30, because I've got bus duty this afternoon. So how long do you need to do the within an hour? Maybe let's do tomorrow, just so that I know I don't have to rush off to take it to dancing. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't have to rush off tomorrow. So if you came about 4:30 tomorrow, would that work with you? Obviously. That'd be fantastic. Well, you're welcome. Oh, God, no. Okay, my name's Karen, surnamed Coates, Coates. REN? No, EN. Just as simple as you can get. And it's okay, I'm a nice Karen. It's all good. Okay, 127 Gurwood Street, Wagga. 470 Lake Albert Road, Lake Albert. It's Karen's email, so K-A-R-E-N-S-E-M-A-I-L. Then the number's 178@yahoo.com.au. Yep. Fantastic. Thanks, Harley. I appreciate it. Yep. Fantastic. Shall do. Thank you so much, Harley. I look forward to meeting you. Okay. Thank you. Bye.